This is the start of a long winter night in Oslo. These Muslims are thousands of miles away from where it all happened, about 14 centuries ago. They want to make sure the world gets to hear about one of the most significant events in the Islamic history, the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, grandson of Prophet Muhammad, in the desert of Karbala. Imam Hussein challenged the tyrant regime of the illegitimate Caliph Yazid. As a result, Imam Hussein and his 72 companions were massacred in a battle against the much larger army of Yazid. Muslims regard this as an extraordinary sacrifice to safeguard the values of humanity and justice.
We are proud of ourselves, we are proud of our religion, and we are very, very proud of the sacrifices that Imam Hussein alayhi salam made for us. No one in the history of the whole world has made such a strong signal against injustice as Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There is so much injustice in the world. There is Israel, there is the Palestine case, there is all the trouble in the Middle East, there is Saudi Arabia. So many forms of injustice that it's very important for us to stand up against that.
For almost a decade, Muslims in Oslo have been holding Ashura processions, with almost no coverage by the local media. Muslims complain that the local media is always on the outlook to find controversial events involving groups disowned by the mainstream Muslims. When it comes to important religious events such as this, marked by the active and contributing members of the Norwegian society, there's a total lack of media coverage.
If they cover us today, Muslims who really stand up for Imam Hussein and march for freedom and for peace, that will go against the local and the international media struggling to show Islam as something which is horrible, which is bloody, which stands for hate. If they come out and show the real message of Islam, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the people will see that Islam is about peace.
The sacrifice of Imam Hussein is believed to be the ultimate symbol of human dignity and freedom. Millions of Muslims mark the day of Ashura every year throughout the world. Even in Norway, that was once considered foreign to Muslims. But Muslims seem to have become a part of the Norwegian culture. And so does Ashura. Rehan Nekvison, Press TV, Oslo.